From Fox News, it's The Candidates with Brett Baer.
On Monday, April 22, 2019, Representative Seth Moulton from Massachusetts announced he was entering the 2020 presidential race on Good Morning America.
Thank you for coming in this morning. You've made a big decision.
Yes, George, I'm here to tell you and to tell America that I'm running for president of the United States. And I'm running because I'm a patriot, because I believe in this country, and because I've never wanted to sit on the sidelines when it comes to serving it.
In a campaign video, he describes why he believes he should be the Democratic nominee.
I'm running because we have to beat Donald Trump. And I want us to beat Donald Trump because I love this country.
We've never been a country that gets everything right. But we're a country that, at our best, thinks that we might. I'd be honored if you'd join me in this mission.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halperin has more on the Marine Corps veteran.
After Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton graduated from Harvard, he joined the Marines shortly before the 9/11 attacks. By 2003, Moulton was an infantry platoon commander in Baghdad. On his campaign website, Moulton says he insisted on returning for combat deployments, four in all, despite his disagreements with the war.
You're going to see this campaign anchored in service, in security, and in patriotism.
In a pitch to New Hampshire voters, Moulton challenged candidates to be proud about talking about patriotism and confronting President Trump on his role as commander-in-chief.
But at the end of the day, America at its best isn't a country that thinks we've gotten it all figured out. We're a country that believes that we might. And it's the hard work of people every single day serving their communities and serving their country that will make this country better than it's ever been before.
After leaving the Marines a captain, Moulton earned a business degree and worked for Texas Central Railway, a private railroad planning high-speed service in that state, before successfully running for the House of Representatives in his home state of Massachusetts in 2014. Moulton's been reelected twice, earning a reputation as sometimes a more moderate voting member of the Democratic caucus.
But a lot of times getting stuff done isn't that hard. It's just about being willing to work across the aisle, being willing to be bipartisan in this incredibly divisive time, and take simple ideas from constituents, from people like you, from leaders out in the private sector and the nonprofit world, and just putting them into action.
Still, Moulton supports a public option for health care insurance, a Green New Deal, abolishing the Electoral College and statehood for Puerto Rico in Washington, D.C. And at the South Carolina Democratic Convention, Moulton joined other House Democrats supporting impeachment for President Trump.
True justice means that we need to start impeachment proceedings on Monday, because neither power, nor wealth, nor skin color, nor office should place anyone above the law.
Moulton has also said he believes President Trump will be harder to beat next year than many Democrats think. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Jared, thanks. We bring in our panel, Dana Perino, host of The Daily Briefing on Fox News, Britt Hume, Fox News senior political analyst, and Chris Steyerwalt, Fox News politics editor. Dana, Seth Moulton, a veteran, a congressman, and somebody who thinks he's got a shot.
So I'm reminded of something our good friend and the late Charles Krauthammer said to me once. He said, you will never understand what it's like to want to run for president because you don't have that kind of personality. Like, that is not in your world, that view. And I think about somebody like a Seth Moulton who has a different outlook about his life, and it has been a tremendous one of service so far, and he's a very young guy. One thing about him is that he's always been a bit of a lone wolf. He marches to the beat of his own drummer. Remember, he was going after Nancy Pelosi before it was cool. He stuck to his guns on that. So he's running for president, and that should probably surprise no one. He has really nothing to lose because he can always go back to his safe house race in Massachusetts. I do think he'll give Joe Biden a real hard time about the Iraq war vote. And Seth Moulton has credibility on this issue. He served. He was also one of the first that was out there going after Joe Biden when Biden buckled on the Hyde Amendment. And he said, oh, glad that you could join us. Now do the Iraq war. So if he makes the debate stage and they're on there together, it could be quite explosive.
Britt.
Well, Dan is right in the sense that on paper, Seth Moulton would appear to have a lot going for him. You know, he's glittering educational credentials and military service, and, you know, he seems a fine young man and public-spirited and all that. But at the moment in Iowa, where all this gets started, he is the first choice of exactly nobody. I mean, nobody. And if you look down the list of candidates and how they rate as somebody's second choice, he appears not to be anybody's second choice. So he's got a long way to go to make any kind of a dent. I don't know what debate stage he'd ever be on if he'd ever last out. Look, you can't go on forever, as a candidate hoping to catch a break because you run out of money. And, you know, it gets harder and harder. Now, he's got, you know, our dear friend Marie Harf, whom we all are fond of, and we're sorry to see go join him on his team, and that's something to the upside, but they got a lot of work to do, and they got to do it in a hurry.
Chris, why does somebody like Seth Moulton run for president?
Well, he probably thinks there's something good in it for him. He must imagine that there's something good in it. We know that no member of the House of Representatives has been elected president since 1880, so it has been a moment. There are 435 members of Congress. They wear big, shiny badges on their lapels. They have staffs that follow them around. They get security, and they tend to think that they're very important. And that sense of self-importance can obviously lead somebody to believe that now is the time for them to run for president. I think we've got four current, one former. I understand the frustration for somebody like Seth Moulton. As Britt points out, who's this Pete Buttigieg anyway, the mayor of the 103rd largest city in the seventh largest city in Indiana?
Also a veteran.
But if he can do it, if you're Seth Moulton, you're a handsome guy, you've been elected many times to Congress, you're from a large, important metropolitan area, why not? And the why not part goes exactly to what Britt says. If you stay out on the trail, not only do you eventually run out of money, but you start to hurt your future instead of helping your future. It's good. Pete Buttigieg will be glad he ran for president. At the end, whatever happens, he'll be glad he did. His profile will be huge. He'll be part of the national discussion. Seth Moulton and or any of these other House members could screw around and lose their seat in 2020 and not have something to go back to. So he is in a category of these guys who have to think about how long and how hard do you want to stay out there.
And Dana, specifically on foreign policy, as you mentioned about the Iraq war, but other issues, he's been out talking about Iran and how he believes the administration is really pushing the envelope with how it's dealing with Iran. He is kind of an anti-war veteran who articulates it pretty well.
Indeed, and it's almost as if he is trying to, what was that sports analogy that Chris Starwalt used, the prevent defense?
Prevent defense.
I'm really good at that. And you see this assumption that Donald Trump is a warmonger wanting to go to war in Iran, and there's no evidence in Donald Trump's history that would say that. Of course, like, he keeps all of his options on the table, as presidents do, and they do so responsibly. And the president's actually said, I'm open for talks with no preconditions. I mean, remember when President Obama said that in the reelection effort, and he got creamed by the Republicans for that. So I do think that Seth Moulton is pushing on foreign policy because it gives him an edge. But if you look at the issues that Democrats care about the most, foreign policy just does not rank. It's the traditional things of health care, but now you also see the issue of abortion coming up. And I don't know where all of that is going to go, but he was at the forefront as well. He was not going to let any of the women that are running within this race get to his left on that. He went right there with them. I think there's a little bit of grandstanding and perhaps auditioning for some sort of future cabinet appointment possibly, but I also think that he just has a view of himself sitting in the Oval Office and thinks that, yeah, you know what? I could do this. If he could do that, I could do this. And I think there might be a little bit of that happening across the board.
All right. That'll do it for us this week. You can hear more of this series at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Make sure to leave a rating and review. Seth Moulton, feel free to. We want to hear from you. For Dana, Britt, and Chris, I'm Brett Baer, and we'll see you next time.